Tom Dempsey joins us now. He's a News Nation DC correspondent. One of the big stories of the day continues to be Southwest Airlines. And Tom, the more I read about this, the more my mind is kind of blown by the idea that Southwest Airlines, well, affected by the weather like everybody else, seems to really have been messed up by an antiquated scheduler system for their pilots and flight attendants. Am I reading this correctly, Tom?
Yeah, no, it's such a mess. I literally just got back from Reagan National Airport here in D.C., and there's luggage being stacked up, you know, in the Southwest terminal right now. Crowds, you know, that really leads to more bottlenecks happening. But, yeah, you know, that's the very big question right now is why the heck is all this happening? It goes well beyond the weather. You know, I think you could probably blame the snow and the ice, you know, earlier this week and a little bit before Christmas, but now it just seems to be some sort of a systems failure on Southwest's part. And, you know, the CEO was talking about, he issued an apology yesterday in a video statement, but he was talking about how, you know, this is highlighting how Southwest needs to, you know, update its systems. But again, you know, he apologized, but sorry just isn't cutting it. You know, we've heard tons of horrible travel stories. You know, we spoke to one woman, you know, just as we were leaving the airport, she spent $2,200 to fly herself and her daughter back home to D.C. today. So
with another airline, right?
I believe this was through Southwest. I couldn't remember what airline she said she was, but just such a mess right now. And it's going to be like this for a while. I mean, it's going to be a while. The CEO says they hope to be back up and running back to normal sometime next week, early next week. So
next week?
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's putting it lightly. I mean, if you can imagine, you know, there's horror stories out there of people having to sleep multiple days at an airport or getting stranded at another airport because they tried to connect to get home. Some people shelling out tons of money to either rent a car or fly back home. I mean, this is still happening today, and there's a lot of people impacted by this. And, you know, we spoke about this on News Nation this morning, but, you know, there's so many frustrated people out there right now that there could very well be some investigations moving forward. You know, the Department of Transportation was talking about this last night. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, about wanting to get answers about why all these decisions were made and why Southwest. I mean, this is backed up by, you know, the cancellation numbers that we're seeing. It's only Southwest that is seeing a ton of cancellations, right? This isn't just widespread across the board. This is just Southwest right now. I mean, even Frontier and, you know, Spirit Airlines are dealing with far fewer cancellations right now. And so this is bad right now, and it's not going to be going away anytime soon. So really plan ahead. If you have Southwest, I'm sure everyone knows this who's flying Southwest, but definitely come up with a plan B and maybe even a plan C and D if you're flying, trying to get home.
We were, Tom, I mentioned this story a couple hours ago on the air, and my father-in-law, we were on a Zoom call last night, and he mentioned that when he was in Chicago once, a couple years ago, he flew Southwest, and he was on an airport shuttle with a Southwest pilot, and they had some cancellation or mess up on the schedule, and the Southwest pilot was joking to my father-in-law, saying, well, my plane that I'm supposed to fly leaves D.C. in 10 minutes, and they don't know yet that I'm not in D.C. They don't know I'm in Chicago. And I remember hearing that story a couple years ago and almost wondering if the guy was making it up. How could that be possible in the year 2022?
Exactly.
And now here it is. And I think that that makes perfect sense, is that you run under this operation, you've grown as an airline, and Wendy's talked, I've flown Southwest so many times, and usually it's great, right? Had no problems with it in the past. Wonderful customer service, always enjoyed it. But boy, oh boy, when you get one storm, and it was a big one, don't get me wrong, but if they don't know where their pilots and flight attendants are in the year 2022, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and that's maybe that's the biggest thing to relate to the people listening right now, is that this goes beyond weather. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's easy to point the finger at snow or, you know, ice or something like that, but this is clearly some sort of a tech or a systems failure on Southwest's part. And you go backing up what you were just saying, I mean, here in D.C. at Reagan National Airport, Southwest has its own terminal. So, I mean, this is a very popular airline to use. It usually offers, you know, the want-to-get-away fare, which is usually cheaper than some of the major airlines. So a lot of people use this. And it's just, I mean, the timing of this could not be any worse right now. And I mean that on multiple levels, in that it's a holiday week. People are trying to get home or travel to see family members. And then, you know, someone mentioned this earlier today, but from a media perspective, usually this week of the year, you know, between Christmas and New Year's is often very, you know, there's not many things making headlines. So when this really blows up for Southwest, I mean, this is leading to all sorts of attention now on Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the top story right now for us here in D.C. We were covering it today and in many other areas, too. So just the timing of this with frustrated flyers, and now, you know, the media is going to be all over this because of the timing of it. It's just an awful, awful scenario for the company, but even worse, let's be honest, even worse for the people trying to get home and spending a ton of money right now.
Yeah. I mean, I get upset and stressed out when there's an hour delay.
Same here.
I try and pass it off like this is a complicated thing these airlines are doing. We get to fly in the sky in an aluminum tube that moves 600 miles an hour. I can wait an extra hour to get there, but imagine, you know, you have these plans, and to top it all off, this is year three of, you know, we're still in a pandemic, and we've had 2 years of, I mean, we're traveling more than we were last year and the year before, but maybe this is the first year people got to see people in years for Christmas, and now they weren't able to. And, Tom, I also have been getting a lot of texts and calls from people, including one that is, yesterday they texted that they waited for hours to try and fly to Phoenix. The flight was canceled, but their baggage went there, and they texted today.
That's what we're seeing.
They texted today that their bags are located in Phoenix. No one has been able to help. We're not going to Phoenix. We don't know when we're getting our stuff back. Like, that's crazy.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that was the whole reason we went to Reagan Airport this morning, is because there were no long lines there this morning because of likely all the cancellations, and people know that, but luggage has continued to come in, and it's just an interesting sight. I mean, we're talking about rows and rows of luggage that's waiting for it to be picked up. But it's, you know, each bag you're seeing is someone who had their travel plans disrupted by all this.
And they may not be in D.C. They may not be in D.C.
No, exactly. They're just sitting there in the airport waiting to be picked up, and you got to talk to somebody from Southwest if you want to pick it up. But I mean, it's just awful, right? Yeah, exactly. And that it made me glad that I didn't travel for Christmas.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, but I mean, this is just awful. I mean, they have to be dealing with this. And some people bought gifts that they were trying to bring out. Some people probably hadn't seen family members in a while, just like you were saying. And now they're, you know, disrupted by all this.
Nice.
If there's, I also do want to add this too for the people out there listening. Maybe they know somebody who's impacted by it all. A short while ago this morning, Southwest, they released like a self-service tool so you can check either flight information or the big one here to file for a refund if you're impacted by all this. So,
is it on an abacus? Or is it on your phone?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's 847 says, I look forward to the Netflix documentary, Southwest Gone South. This is not the press that people wanted that Southwest wanted this week. Who, as I said, I've flown so many times with them and loved their fares and their.
Of course.
I hope they can get this together. I hope at the end of the day, this is a great lesson for all airlines to make sure that everything is up to date, and hopefully we can learn something. Tom, I'm out of time. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's Tom Dempsey, News Nation DC correspondent.